That's certainly a concern, and infrastructure needs in rural communities will be different than the infrastructure needs in urban communities, and it's important that we don't try to write a one-size-fits-all policy, but instead recognize that in urban areas we should be investing in things like high-speed rail, whereas in rural areas we should be investing in things like wind turbines and adequate broadband access. It's really important that when we're talking about national investment in infrastructure, that we're investing in both rural infrastructure and urban infrastructure, and that those investments are appropriate, that we're investing in the type of infrastructure that we need to develop our economies and develop our communities and allow rural people to be as much a part of the public debate as urban people are.